Two Foods, the Chef's Table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So for people who listen then to the Stray FM Food and Drink Show, we visit restaurants, we visit bars, we visit cafes. Today I am on the Melmaby Industrial Estate, not far from Ripon and the A1. What on earth is the Food and Drink Show doing there? I am here with a variety of people who are involved in the Chef's Table. Would each of you like to introduce yourselves and tell us what your role is here?
My name is Mitch Mitchell. I own True Foods, and collectively with the chefs over a few beers we created the Chef's Table.
We'll come on very shortly then to talk about what the Chef's Table is. And over here we have heard from you before on the Stray FM Food and Drink Show.
Hi, my name is Alec Williams. I am the Head of Innovation and one of the chefs of the Chef's Table.
And over here?
I'm Hugh Carruthers, and I work in development under Aled, and I'm also one of the chefs at the Chef's Table.
Mitch, what is the Chef's Table, and what are you doing here in Melmaby?
The Chef's Table is a unique dining experience like no other. We're not a restaurant. We're an eating establishment in the middle of a factory, in the middle of a business park, that will blow your mind. Aled and I had a meeting in Barcelona. We came up with the idea of the Chef's Table, and we've created it to invest in the chefs at True Foods.
And Aled, you are one of those chefs. What was your background before coming here?
Mostly Michelin-based restaurants. I've been head chef of a couple of different Michelin-starred restaurants. Been on Great British Menu, and I've been on Gordon Ramsay scholarship winner as well in 2006. So I've had some really good experience. I've got a lot of good ideas and experience to bring to the Chef's Table. And between the four of us, you know, we've got very different backgrounds. So you're going to find three or four different styles within one menu, which is again quite unique, because usually it's just one style for per chef. So it's quite nice that the four of us can blend together to bring a nice balanced menu.
This is very much an experience. It's an evening that you are not going to forget in a hurry. What happens? So somebody turns up. Firstly, Mitch, the taxi drivers are very confused, aren't they?
Taxi drivers really are confused. They think they're coming to the cafe on the business park, but they're not. We've now had to talk to the taxi companies to tell them about the Chef's Table, and they begin to know us well. When the guests arrive at the Chef's Table, it's champagne on arrival. It's a tour of our test kitchen facility, which has some of the most outlandish, outrageous equipment in it, and we have to explain that in fine detail. And what we explain to them is part of the dinner they're about to have as well, how we make, how we create everything.
So it's sort of demonstration as well as eating.
There's participation, great interaction. Certain elements of the menu really shock the customer in terms of the wow appeal that it has, and that would be difficult to replicate in a bigger restaurant, but for us here and the innovation and the tools we've got, we do truly make it really different to what you can get elsewhere.
And how many people are there at one time?
It's exclusive for 8 people. It's their evening. There's no interruptions because you're in the middle of a factory. They can still smell and hear and see what's going on in the factory, as well as sit and have 9 courses with copious amounts of champagne, copious amounts of wine, and entertainment from myself, Aled and Hugh.
This is an unusual place to have such a food and drink experience. And part of what True Foods do as well is completely different. You make a lot of stock, you make a lot of pies, you make a lot of pastries. What was it about giving this group of chefs such an exciting playroom to play in that did it for you?
It's simply investing back in the people you employ. I think if we continue to do that, the expectation I've got from the chefs and the team that work in my factories, if we invest back into them individually and collectively, they'll stay with me longer. Being able to give chefs who miss service, who have left hotels or restaurants to join True Foods, it gives them a facility to still take part, participate in a service scenario. So all in all, the job satisfaction I would hope at True Foods and the Chef's Table is like no other.
What would you two say about that?
I think that hits the nail pretty much on the head. It's a it's tremendously exciting to be able to work in an environment like this, away from the traditional restaurant setup, where there's more freedom and much more encouragement and so on. It's a fantastic experience.
It just gives you a lot more freedom, exactly that. You know, between us, we've all got a lot of experience in cooking, so it sort of pushes you even more. And because there's nowhere to hide, if people come to the chef's table to eat, you are cooking live in front of them. And you know, you've prepared some things earlier in the day, but you're actually literally cooking live in front of them. In a restaurant or a hotel, if somebody overcooks something or undercooks something and it doesn't go out to the customers and says, right, you've got a bit more freedom to redo something, in the situation we have here, it has to be flawless and it has to be perfect first time. So again, you've really got to be on your game, because you've got nowhere to hide. I love that sort of pressure, and that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. So, you know, it's the scenario that we all enjoy.
For anybody who wants to come and try this, then what would be the best point of contact for them? Do they just Google True Food Chef's Table? Is that the best way?
That's it. We're about to launch a new page on our website for dedicated to the chef's table, because currently we are fully booked until March, and we've got a waiting list now that if we phoned everybody up, we could be almost fully booked until next August. So that shouldn't put anybody off, that you think, well, there's no point in phone, I'm never going to get in.
It does the opposite, it makes you want to come more.
Exactly, and we're still in our embryonic stage, so we're obviously doing something right to have the interest and the phone ringing. So simply, yeah, phone me or phone Simon at True Foods on 01765 640 927.
True Foods, the chef's table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.